Well, good morning to you.
We're so glad that you can join us. It's great to hear your voice this morning. And, you know, as you just heard, Kelly and I just kind of talking about this question that we're going to dive into, Nancy. But it is so difficult for us to let go of our own selfish ambitions and our own desires. So then I guess the question that really we've got to kick this off with is, if God does love people and he loves us, then why do I need to die to self?
Yes, mainly because he does love us. It's kind of a roundabout question, but you know, we look at John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And we see the sacrifice that Jesus made for us so that we could have life. And that's kind of the cornerstone of this, of the answer to this question. You know, God did not die to make us feel better about ourselves or to make us happy. He died so those who believe in him would become righteous in nature, not perfect living human beings, but through the eyes of God, righteous, because he died for the penalty of our sins, allowing us to have fellowship with a holy, righteous God. And, you know, scripture says once we believe, we become new creations in Christ. The old is gone. And that's the question, you know, is the old really gone? Why do I fight so much with this? But the reality is the power of our old nature has been snuffed out by the death of Jesus on the cross so that we might live the new self or our new nature out in a very broken world. And again, as you were saying, the transition from living and thinking like the world and to thinking of others, of the glory of God, it does take a lifetime. It's not easy. But I think here today we need to think about living more intentionally for God through the work of the Holy Spirit. When we intentionally in our mind and in our will put down the things of the flesh and choose, not feel, but choose, to walk in harmony with God through the Holy Spirit, then we bear eternal fruit. You know, 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or anything in it. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. So duplicity is not something God embraces. It's all or nothing. And then again, in Colossians 3, he says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things on earth. For you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And that, of course, he's talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. God himself, into believers. So he's got it set up for us, that's for sure.
Well, Nancy, you mentioned living intentionally, and God is giving us a strong message here about how we should be. So talk more about that.
Yeah, you know, I think he makes it very clear in Scripture that our ways of thinking, our ways of speaking, our ways of living at home and in public need to be more Christ-like. You know, he died for us so that we could live in the world and not be of it. And when I think of what it costs Christ to free us up from the penalty of sin, I think it's for me personally, it's a privilege to choose to try and trust me, not perfectly, but to try to have a mindset to no longer live for myself, but to focus on loving God and loving others. That's where our focus needs to be. And those who would give up their life for his sake, you know, to bear the cross, that's pick up your cross and follow me. You know, it's not easy to no longer live for this world, for the things of this world. Then we'll begin to experience life to the full. And honestly, it just boils down. It's so simple. I mean, life without Jesus just makes no sense and does not work. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24-25, then Jesus told the disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever would save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And there it is right there. You know, it's just a beautiful picture of God, holy God, coming down in the mess of the world, takes and offers his life, takes our hand and said, you can do this. I'm with you.
Well, let me ask you something. When I first came into a relationship with Christ, it was hard to let go of the old self. Why do you think it's so hard for us to shake off our old life?
You know, I think every single human being struggles with this. Paul did. If you go back and read Romans 7, you know, he struggled. You know, I am intentionally, this is what I want to do. And it's like, ah, why do I say the things I don't want to say? And so, you know, it's part of being a Christian, but our old life is strong. You know, sin is strong. And that's how serious it is. And our old life has a propensity to sin and continually calls us back to our old lifestyle and the habits of sin that we used to embrace. You know, becoming a Christian does not mean that these commands from God are easy. Death is always painful. Paul writes in Colossians that sins that enslave us of non-believers as non-believers still haunt us in our new lives. And that's where we have to dig deep. This is the armor of God that we have. We see here in Colossians 3, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on the earth, for you have died and your life is hidden in Christ. Again, we see this over and over and over again. But this is a laundry list. I mean, you know, it gets right down to it. These are the things, but notice how these are put and written by Paul here. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly to you. Sexual immorality, and this, these sexual sins are huge. And you go to, you know, we just have to realize that this is because the world accepts it. God calls them sins, and sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Now listen to this, the tense changes. In these, you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Don't lie to one another, seeing that you will put off your old self with its practices and having put on your new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of the Creator. So it's a very clear picture. This is who you used to be. This is who you can be now.
Well, Nancy, if you're just tuning in, by the way, we're talking with Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away, Biblical Worldview Ministry based in Carmel. The question, Biblical Worldview question of the week, is if God loves us, why do we have to die to self? And Nancy, I'm curious what you would have to say about this, because obviously we've made the point and made it very clearly that dying to self is not easy, and I think we all know that anyway, but how can we encourage ourselves and each other when it comes to dying to self? Because I don't know about you, but I need help from other people.
Yeah, and me too. And I think we need to talk about this more within our small groups, maybe, or with friends that you have, Christian friends. Be open and honest about what we're struggling with. Listen, I'm really struggling with this. I'm struggling with anger. You know, I had a friend on Sunday come up. Look, I am really struggling with anger. This COVID thing just has made me an angry person. It's just like, pray for me. I will, that you won't forget who you are. And that's the big thing, to be honest and open with one another, pray for one another. And this is just, you know, it's like the praying for our nation that you all were talking about earlier. We need prayer. Prayer works. And so it is very hard But the thing is, God will have the last word, and his word is that you are a new creation, and we have to believe it. And the good news is that God has equipped us to fight this fight with the Holy Spirit in us, with the power of prayer, and reading his word. And this gives us the power to say no to temptation and choose to live life that are consistent. You know, if they're inconsistent, then once again, we fall into our old behavior. God has called us as best we can to have this intentional mindset to be obedient, because, you know, I know we've all known Christians who are like different people, chameleons, and they're horrible representations of Jesus. And they cause many Christians and non-Christians to stumble, you know, and this is the thing, to just choose. Sometimes we are all cranky and we have bad days, but to choose to be kind. You don't have to feel it. You just choose it, because God does expect total obedience from him. Our mindset needs to be, God, I love you. I'm going to choose to love you when I don't feel like it. And I'm annoyed with people. I'm choosing to see them as created in your image and loved by you. You know, these are not options when he commands us. This isn't a true or false question that he gives us or a multiple choice. He said, I want you to do all these things. And why? Because he wants the best for us. The best for us is walking in harmony with God, because then in the worst of times, he is the one that will supply all our needs. And that's why in Galatians, Paul said, look, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live here in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Then he said in Philippians, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And there's something very empowering, and I know you all know this, who have been walking especially with the Lord for a long time. There's something very cool about you mustering up the courage to turn your computer off or to turn the TV off or to check yourself before you say something cynical or mean or slanderous. You know, it's the Holy Spirit working in you. And there's something very encouraging and powerful about that, where you realize God is there with you. The Holy Spirit is with you, championing your effort to live a life that's pleasing and one that's wholesome and one that speaks to the world who's looking desperately for some hope in this nowadays very scary, very dreary world.
Well, Nancy, this whole thing is very fascinating to me, because the concept of giving away ourself is something that we struggle so greatly with. But we know it's possible because we have the example of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. And so we know it can be done, but it's the hard, you know, the hard work. That key word in this entire conversation, I think, is intentionality. If we don't seek after it intentionally, we're not going to actually find it.
You're exactly right. We've got the world coming against us. We've got our old sin nature fighting there. You have Satan himself fighting against us. It's a war zone here. And that's why we can't allow Satan to declare victory over this. Mixed with people staying at home and loneliness, it's awful. But that's why we need to pray for one another, mm-hmm. with one another, and encourage one another. Look, you're not alone. Never been alone. God is with you, and he will supply all your needs, whether you feel like it or not. He's there, and he will. And this is what we have to do to encourage each other. Mm-hmm. It's tough times, but boy, if ever we needed to be intentional about the way we live and pray for one another, it's now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I've been thinking a lot too, Nancy, just lately? I mean, he has cared for every detail of our lives. When we talk about temptation, we know that he's made the way out before we even enter into it. It's there for us if we will intentionally take it. Dying to self. It is hard because we're sinful in our flesh. We've got habits that we need to break, but He has made a way if we will just intentionally embrace it and walk in it. And it has taken me forever to learn that in my life. And I cannot begin to tell you. It's like I just had a revelation in the last week. It's like, oh, I'm going to, you know what, God, you gave me peace. I'm resting in it now. You are good. And I know I am not alone. I know that I know that I know. And I love this question today because this is a difficult thing for so many of us. And I'm not saying I'm never going to encounter it again. I know better. But thank you for the encouragement today. Love the Biblical Worldview Question of the Week.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm just going to be praying for everyone today that we do take that step of faith, as did Christ at the cross. We too need to do it, but boy, there's victory. There's victory
there is in
the life of Jesus, and we just need to claim it and walk in it and have some peace during these times.
Amen.